Okay, Alexander, let's talk about the latest grilling from Rand Paul towards Dr. F. And this one really got to Dr. F because Rand Paul has he's come out with the receipts which show that under Dr. F, the NIH did indeed fund the Wuhan lab. So we've got the receipts. Rand Paul has shown the receipts. But Fauci continues to say, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. That's his argument. And, well, he definitely got frazzled. He definitely got sensitive about it, and he lashed out at Rand Paul. It's incredible to see a government employee actually lash out at a senator. If it was reversed in the other way around, and it was... Democrats going after a Republican and the Republican did that, well, I'm sure the mainstream media would be absolutely stunned at that person's behavior. But because it's demigod Mr. Fauci, who everyone, a certain sector of the U.S. population seems to worship, well, you know, they're all siding with Dr. F. But Rand Paul, good on Rand Paul. He's a He continues to hit at Fauci for this, and good on him, because he is doing God's work. What do you make of this story?
Well, the first thing to say is that the most interesting point about this for me is how absolutely sensitive Fauci is to any kind of criticism at all. He doesn't like it. He's got so used to being praised, and remember, he's been around there for decades. I mean, he's been the key figure in the sort of medical establishment of the US government for almost as long as I can remember. That when and he's got so used to being treated everywhere that he goes as royalty, that the fact that this is a that he comes in for criticism, the fact that somebody points out to him that what previous things that he said are wrong, and that he's provided information to Congress, which is incorrect, and things like that. The very idea of coming under criticism, Fauci treats as an act of lèse majesté. Now, what this all arose from was that Paul grilled Fauci about how the NIH funded a study that Paul says qualifies as grain of function research. And he pointed out to Fauci that in previous Senate testimony, he had denied that the NIH had funded directly research of this kind at the lab in Wuhan. And Fauci then comes back and fires back and says, well, actually, you know, I didn't give wrong information before. My previous Senate testimony is completely consistent with all the known facts that we have today, which is manifestly not correct. He's then told by Paul, well, are you aware that it is a crime to lie to Congress? And at that point, Fauci just explodes. And he gets incredibly angry, and he accuses Rand Paul, who, as you correctly said, is a senator, of being an absolute idiot, which is, I mean, it's so ludicrous, of not knowing what Rand Paul is talking about. In other words, he tries to pull off the old trick of the expert. He says, you know, I am the expert, you are not, I know all about this, you don't, and you must defer to me in all situations and in all circumstances. And if I say one thing one day and say something completely contrary to that the next day, well, that isn't me being contradictory, it's not me being giving wrong information to Congress, it's simply the fact that you don't understand the wise words that I come up with. So it highlights the reality of his arrogance. And by the way, the arrogance of an expert that has gone, or a so-called expert, that has gone unchallenged for so long. So I don't think this is going to work well for him, because the facts, as they say, speak for themselves. You can see that he said one thing once, and now information has come to light which says a completely different thing. And this doesn't require any expertise to see.
Yeah, but I mean, he's lied a whole bunch. I mean, he's lied a good dozen times, Dr. F. But he's above the law. He's one of the portions of society like the Hunters and the Hillarys who are above the law. So I don't think he has anything to worry about. He can lie to Congress all day long. You know, he can say the sky is green to Congress and take an oath and swear that the sky is green and they're not going to touch him. He is untouchable.
Yeah.
Untouchable. And Rand Paul is a doctor. He's probably more of a doctor than Dr. F is, that's for sure. Rand Paul actually sees patients. He actually sees people. He actually talks to patients. I mean, Dr. F doesn't do any of that stuff. He's above the law, period. This is the United States 2021. There is a certain segment of society that is protected, and then there's the rest of us.
Well, that's the point, because, of course, he does come across as somebody who believes that he has complete impunity. And as I said, he's able to brandish his credentials as an expert and say, look, I can say one thing one day, the next day something completely different. I can contradict myself. I can say something that the records show was wrong. And instead of saying, you know, I apologize, you know, I made a mistake. Every so often people make mistakes, but, you know, this is a misjudgment by my part or something of that kind, he comes along and blusters and says, I'm the expert, you can't contradict me. Now, the problem is, I agree, nothing is going to happen to him. I mean, there's no realistic way anybody's going to hold him personally to account. But there is a larger audience. This is the kind of event that does cut through. Lots of people have become much more sceptical about Dr. F since the latest revelations that have been circling out about him. And what we always need to understand is that Dr. F himself is just one figure in what is now shaping up to be a much broader political battle. And I'm going to make a prediction that in 2022, one of the things that some people in the Republican Party are going to capitalize on is it's the people versus the elite. And here is Dr. F showing what the elite feels about the people and about their elected representatives who come along and point out to them how contradictory things are. I would expect this, and you know, I think the Republicans ought to do this. I would expect this to be replayed, this particular exchange, to be replayed in TV political advertising, just as a reminder to people of the sort of people that the elites have become and how basically conceited they've become.
Yeah, but I mean, the channel that's going to play it is Fox News, and they won't play it totally. They won't go all the way because Fox News is also in on all of this as well. Maybe Tucker Carlson will talk about this, but that's about as far as they'll go. Without Trump, without the megaphone of Trump, the Republicans, they'll play it up so that they can win in 2022. But without Trump there really hitting hard at the Dr. F's of the world, the message isn't going to carry as far. And then you also have a large part of the American population, which actually worship this man. And they really do actually worship this man. When I said demigod, I'm literally saying that people hold him up to demigod status. That shows how effective the propaganda really is. We talk about the propaganda and we blast the BBC and MSNBC and CNN, but man, they are effective at brainwashing people to the point that Dr. F has reached demigod status. I mean, there's people with Dr. F photos on their lawn. I mean, this guy is maybe even higher up than the Clintons in the eyes of certain people. And that says a lot.
Oh, much
higher. I mean, he's at the level of Obama. And Obama is the neoliberal messiah.
Oh, yeah. I would put him on the level of Obama in the eyes of some people. But some people is not all people. And I think that's an important thing to say. You're not going to win everybody.
20-30% of the population?
Yeah, well, about 20-30%, but that leaves 70% who might be persuaded. So, I mean, that's the nature of political campaigns. If the Republicans don't use this, well, all I can say is that they've lost all ability to undertake political skills. They've lost all their political skills. Now, I accept there are some Republicans the Mitch McConnells and people like that, who probably don't have that kind of feel for the sort of political and public pulse that a proper politician should do. But I can't imagine that there are not some Republicans either who don't understand that. And remember, when I talk about ads, advertising, I don't just mean advertising. I don't just mean Fox News and MSNBC carrying this thing. Of course not. I mean actual campaign election advertising of the kind that you see in America that comes from the Republicans themselves. And if you use this and use it well, I think this is exactly the kind of thing that does cut through.
I agree. The Republicans are going to use it. They most likely will win in 2022.
Yeah.
But they're not going to use it as effectively as, say, a Trump would use it. There are a lot of Republicans that are also part of the globalist elitist scheme. A lot of this hinges on Dr. F. The entire world has suffered under the rhetoric and the policy of Dr. F. I mean, I know the scientists here, they also, where I am, they also worship Dr. F. And they pretty much clone whatever he says. They pretty much just copy and paste it over here. So while the globalists are not ready quite yet, I believe they will. They're not ready quite yet to throw him under the bus. They still need him because the whole narrative still hinges on him. I mean, he's been put in place to mess up the Trump re-election, and he did that. He's now been put in place to continue to drive the COOF passport narrative forward, and he's doing that. Sigma, Alpha, Beta, Delta, Gamma, all that stuff that we're going to, all the Greek alphabet that we're going to start to see for the next year, that's all going to come to light, and he's there. My point is that the Republicans are kind of in on it as well. Not all of them, but the Rhino part, the old school Republican part. And they're not, they'll win in 2022, but they'll be hesitant to really go after Dr. F, I think.
Well, there are always different there are always different elements within the Republican Party, but this is also something to bear in mind that some Republicans can use against other Republicans. I mean, there's going to be primaries. There's always a battle going on within the Republican Party itself, and that's always a thing to say. I mean, if you are a certain kind of Republican activist, you can ask Republicans in primaries, whose side are you on Rand Paul's side or on the side of Dr. F? It's a very effective political tactic. Are you really a Republican if you are going to, you know, underplay this kind of thing? So this is I think where politics comes. And one of the things I would say about the kind of Republicans that you're talking about is that they have been so accustomed, a bit like Dr. F, actually, to going unchallenged in it, where they are in Congress. You know, they have always been guaranteed for many years that enough people will come out and vote for them because they're Republicans, that they'll get their positions in Congress, in Senate, in the Senate, in the House, and wherever. They're so accustomed to that now that they're not really ready for that kind of political battle, which they may now be facing. And bear in mind, Trump is a part of that battle. So they don't really know how to respond to all of that. And I can very easily see again how that could play out and play out very, very effectively. So there is a battle for Congress and there is an ongoing battle for the Republican Party. And it's clear to me which side at the moment is winning. So, you know, bear that in mind, too.
Okay, so we're moving towards a surveillance world. That's obvious. We're moving towards some sort of world that is under some sort of authoritarian, totalitarian group of people. This is clear, especially the West, Europe, the United States, Canada, Latin America. This is obvious to everybody that we're moving all in this direction. What makes you think that even if the Republicans do win in 2022, even if they win with a landslide, that they'll reverse this course? Because we saw the same thing happen when the Republicans had the executive, they had both Senate and Congress, and the Supreme Court. They had everything. They had everything. And we saw it in the case of big tech. They did nothing. What makes you think that in this case they'll actually do something to stop this slide, not only of the United States, but of pretty much all of Europe and North and South America? What makes you think they'll actually do something?
Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing. I mean, one could easily and always find that, you know, there will be backsliding. People will be compromised. People will go along with what happens because it's easier for them to do. But, you know, I think the chances of a pushback are greater simply because the pressure on people is greater. And the Republicans who tend to do well in elections are those who push back as against those Republicans who don't. So, yes, there is a battle underway within the Republican Party. We will see who wins. We will also see what happens to the Democrats, whether they're able to hold together, whether there is any unity there. But nothing is ever guaranteed in politics. People are given immense opportunities and they squander them. People make terrible mistakes. People make appalling compromises. But at the same time, I mean, either you take a fatalistic view and accept that everything's going to happen in the worst possible way, or you organise and you act politically and you fight the battle. It's one choice or another. And it seems to me that what happened in Congress the other day, in the Senate the other day, between Dr. F and Rand Paul is actually very useful because it crystallises what the conflict is. It makes it very easy to show to people and to say, this is the difference. This is
right.
Which side are you on?
Okay, so Dr. Fauci is obviously very sensitive about this line of attack from Rand Paul. He's very sensitive about this NIH funding, Wuhan, this gain of function narrative that Rand Paul is presenting and that Rand Paul is now showing evidence for. Like I said, he's actually showing the documentation and the receipts. This is a classic money laundering operation, in my opinion. The government gets this money, they give it to a third party who then gives it to another party to fund their work, and all this money starts moving around. It gets hidden, it gets washed, it gets laundered, and I'm sure it ends up in the pockets of various people who have various government positions or positions in these institutions. This is the way it looks to me because, like I said, Rand Paul is showing all of this, that there's large funds of money, large amounts of money that are going, that are moving all around the place, and they're ending up in this lab. And it just doesn't make any sense why the United States would actually give so much money to this laboratory in China. But where there's money involved, people start to forget God and country and family and all these things. So why doesn't the Congress or Rand Paul or some sort of committee just follow the money, just do an audit? God knows when they want to, they can go over someone's accounts or an institution's account or a company's account, and they could find the littlest of things to try and hang you on. For example, what they're doing with Trump, the Trump organization.
Absolutely.
Why don't they just do an audit of the NIH from top to bottom, left and right, in and out, and follow all the bank records and figure out, and also of the people who worked there, all the employees, all the directors, just go through everything, all the companies that are associated with it, and just find out what the hell happened with all this money. What was it used for? So simple.
It's very simple. The Democrats control Congress and they control the executive. So they're not going to carry out an investigation that might expose things about themselves. I mean, they were very happy when they controlled Congress to pursue investigations into a non-existent collusion allegation about, you know, Donald Trump working with the Russians to steal an election. They were perfectly happy to do that, but they're certainly not going to be interested in an investigation of this kind. And no investigation like that is going to happen unless the Republicans win Congress and decide to conduct an investigation like that. So one of the things you could do is you could make exactly the point that you've been making. Large amounts of public money have been circulating in ways that people were not made aware of. I mean, how many people knew that US was providing funding for a laboratory in China? I mean, this is irrespective of the, you know, whatever larger implications that might have come from this, which you can also debate, but where, you know, the case is still out as far as I'm concerned. But you can argue, is it really appropriate that the United States should be funding a laboratory in China? Why that particular laboratory? What was the truth? Why were people coming before a Congress and not straightforwardly admitting that that was happening? Why was Congress not kept informed about it? I mean, you can make an issue about that, and you could campaign, and you could say, let's have a proper congressional investigation. Will the Republicans do it? I don't know. But they can, and they should.
Why was this not revealed, I don't know, say, during the campaign, 2020?
Well, indeed, why not? Well, you can argue about all kinds of things that were not revealed during the campaign.
But, I mean,
Well, indeed. Why indeed? And you could make all of those points. Why was it hidden, in fact, right through 2020? Why was it not disclosed much sooner than it was? I mean, you could, as I say, a clever politician, a good politician, and I really do mean this because, I mean, it's important always to understand that people should be held to account. That's the nature of the democratic process. You go through all the books, you find that all the proper permits were given, that no money was, you know, lost or mislaid or went into the wrong hands. An investigation can be useful. It can actually clear people of suspicion. It's a point I always make, by the way, which people always miss. But obviously, the fact that none of this was said is going to make people more sceptical about that. They'll say, well, something was kept back and all kinds of things were being kept back. And maybe the reason things were being kept back is the standard reason, because they had something to hide. And if they had something to hide, maybe we should find out what that thing which they're trying to hide was and hold people to account for it. So by all means, let's have an investigation. Investigations are good things.
Yeah, but isn't there a legal issue here in that the Democrats are so big on people recusing themselves? I mean, they love to throw that word around. You should recuse yourself if you're involved with this or that. Mr. Sessions, recuse yourself. You saw the Russian ambassador. You shook his hand. Recuse yourself right away. You cannot be part of this investigation. And the Republicans, you know, a lot of these guys, these rhinos, idiots that they are, they recuse themselves. Why didn't Dr. F recuse himself? He knew what he said, and this has nothing to do with the coup. I'm even going to leave that out of it.
Yeah, no.
He knew that he signed off on funds going to this lab, and he could have easily just come out to the American people and said, look, yes, we're going to put these policies together, A, B, C, and D, and we're going to come up with this plan according to President Trump. But guys, I can't head this up because I was part of a team that signed off on funds to go to this lab, so I can't deal with this. I need to recuse myself from this because, you know, I was part of the genesis of this story. Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he recuse himself? Why didn't he come out and tell people? Why didn't he tell the president? Did the president know? Did Trump know? Did people in Trump's staff know? Who knew? Because to me, if you're coming up with a policy which is directly related to this institution in China, then I would imagine that, you know, you have to figure out who has been involved in this and who needs to step away from this because they're too deep into it. You know, if we do a program and, you know, we have and we're reporting on a company and I have shares in that company, for example, I have to disclose it. I say, okay, guys, we're going to talk about Google, but I need you guys to know that I sit on the board of Google, so there's a conflict of interest. Or, you know, my friend works there, so there's a conflict of interest, what I'm going to tell you. I mean, this is just really basic, common stuff. And none of it
Absolutely.
Was disclosed. None of it.
Absolutely. It's an absolutely excellent point. Of course you should have told the president. Of course, he should have told the president. He should have, and Congress also should have been informed. And maybe when all those people were informed, a decision could have been made about whether, in all the circumstances, if all the information had been made available, whether it was actually appropriate for Dr. F to fulfil the role that he did. Maybe the right thing for him to have done was to recuse. After all, Jeff Sessions recused himself from Russiagate because he had a brief meeting in his office with the Russian ambassador with two aides present who were both members of the US military. So, I mean, you know, that tiny, short, brief encounter was enough to get Jeff Sessions to recuse himself. Maybe in this kind of situation, Dr. F should recuse himself too. Or perhaps others might take a different view. But you're absolutely right. It should have been revealed. It should have been the president and Congress should have been told about it. We can absolutely say for a fact that Congress wasn't told about it, because if they had been told about it, Rand Paul wouldn't be asking these kind of questions. And we can say for an absolute fact that Donald Trump wasn't told about it, though he was the president, because if he had known about it, well, we would have found out about it. So they weren't told. And that, in my opinion, would have been good enough reason, actually, to dismiss him. Not that he did anything else wrong, but that he kept this information back from Congress and from the president. But that's Dr. F for you. I mean, he doesn't consider himself to be anybody. He considers himself to be, in effect, royalty. He's been there, as I said, for decades. I can remember him all the way back to the 1980s, being a prominent figure. And so he doesn't consider that, you know, he has to worry about minor things like conflicts of interest. And that's one reason, obviously, why he shouldn't be in that job.
Yeah, well, yeah, follow the money.
Way back last year, when all this was going on, as I said, I have acted within government as an advisor to ministers. And I know how that's done. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen someone like Dr. F assume the kind of role that he did. I mean, that was already enough to tell me that something was seriously wrong. Way back last year, right at the start of this thing. And the more we find out, the more we see that this man has completely lost any sense of accountability to anyone.
Yeah. Well, this was the template that's been used around the world as well. This, you know, idolizing the scientist template has been copy and pasted just about to every single country around the world. And it's worked. And it has worked.
Oh, well. Yes. But as I said, I mean,
What happened to that UK scientist, Alexander? What happened to that guy that broke the rules and went to see his mistress and all that stuff? Ferguson? I believe Ferguson was his name?
Ferguson. Well,
is he in prison?
Did he get fined? But I don't know whether he got fined or not, but he did resign. He was forced to leave his government post. I mean, Dr. F has never had anything like that happen to him. So that is the point. I mean, scientists, there's, you know, their qualifications as scientists. But in Dr. F's case, what we're talking about is his role as a public servant. And that's where he has gone completely astray. He's completely lost any sense of what his duties as a public servant are. He considers himself not accountable to anyone, not to the president, not to Congress.
Yeah, guys like Ferguson, for example. Okay, Fauci is a level above everybody. He is, like I said, he's on a demigod status. And they've taken that model and they've copied and pasted it to every country. So we'll stay with Ferguson. Ferguson was the one that gave out bogus statistics, crazy statistics in the beginning, fear-mongering statistics, models and stuff that he was working out. He broke the rules. A normal person in the UK, a normal everyday person in the UK that breaks the rules, they face fines, they face harassment, all this stuff. And then you see a guy like Ferguson do these things, and he from what I understand, he lost his government post, but he's still, you know, fine in his position, wherever he's teaching at a university or whatever he was doing. I mean,
he's still part of
the elite class. He's still, eating lunch with them and going to dinner parties.
I don't know what the implications for Ferguson are. I don't know whether he was fined, for example. So I'm not going to say. But the point about Dr. F is this. He hasn't been subjected to anything at all. He's still in post, and it is his public service role that really concerns me. I mean, he comes along to Congress. He says he's shown, well, look, we were told one thing. We've now found out something different. What is your explanation? And he comes shooting back and says, well, I'm the expert. You don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, that's not how a public servant is supposed to behave. Now, if that was a single lapse, well, maybe you can understand it. But it's not single lapse. It is consistent behavior. And it's not just reflective of Dr. F himself. It's reflective of an entire class. And not just Dr. F, but all kinds of other people within the Democratic Party, within the US political, scientific, military establishments. They no longer feel themselves accountable to anyone. And if the Republicans have two brain cells to rub together, they would make use of that fact in the coming election. And I can tell you, it would cut through.
Yeah, if they want to utilize it. They didn't do it with big tech, and I don't think they'll do it in this case. They'll do it to a certain point. But they won't do it to the point where it spoils the globalist game, because the Republicans are also funded by the same globalists that the Democrats are funded. The same companies that the Democrats are funded are also, you know, funding the Republicans. They're playing both sides of the equation. No, but I mean, you said it. This has become a class. Scientists have been elevated to a special elitist class. Not all the scientists, because some scientists are naughty. They're on the naughty list. But the scientists that are on the good list, they've been elevated to a much higher level. You say the word public servants, and they are public servants, but they don't see themselves that way.
No.
If you told Fauci you're a public servant, he'd look at you and be like, "What? What are you talking about? I'm ruling over you. I'm not serving you. I'm ruling you."
Well, that's the fundamental point, because public servant, the emphasis on that is on the word servant. You serve the people. You are a public official. The public pays you. You have a state salary. You are accountable to the president, who is the head of the executive. And as a member of the executive, you are also accountable to Congress, and through the president, who's elected, and through the Congress, which is elected, to the people of the United States. Fauci doesn't think like that. And that exchange in Congress shows it. Now, you know, I come back to what I said many times. Either the United States is a republic and a democracy, or it is not. Now, if you want it to be a republic and a democracy, you need to do something about people like this. I mean, it seems to be straightforward. I mean, you know, if he's a scientist working in his own lab, and, you know, he can say what he thinks, he can then publish his articles and have them subjected to peer review like all other scientists. But if he fulfills a public service role, that comes with certain very particular responsibilities: to keep Congress informed, to tell the president about any conflicts of interest he might have, to inform Congress, and certainly not to call senators people, you know, essentially idiots, which is what he did today, when they find out, they come up and they ask him for an explanation about why he said contradictory things.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Guys, go to the Durant Shop, 10% off. Use the code REALNEWS and check us out on Locals.